Just want to warn our viewers out there listening to the PatCast Radio that we use some pretty heavy and explicit language during this episode of the PatCast. I just want y'all to be forewarned.
Bo 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 bo
bo bo bo bo bo bo.
Are we recording? Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Hang on, I gotta find the name.
Welcome to the PatCast.
Come have a blast, step on the gas, smack a giraffe, it's the PatCast. Come talk fast, pass some gas, make it last. It's the PatCast, 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 hey man, it's badass. PatCast, PatCast, Pat, 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 hey, it's the PatCast.
Hey, welcome to the PatCast. Celebrating season eight years of the PatCast.
Has it really been 8 years?
You know what? Let's count. 2007, 8,
2,
9,
3,
10,
4,
11,
5,
12,
6, 13,
7,
14,
8,
15,
9.
Well, I said 1 year extra. Shouldn't have done that. 8 years.
So 9 years, that's pretty good.
No, it's been 8. Just been 8 years. 8 seasons, 8 years. You know, it's a mighty long time.
Lots of stuff's happened.
Yeah.
I recently got married in 2013, and I just bought a house in Atlanta.
The role of Patrick is now being played by Tyler Mullins.
I was going to say.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm being very rude here. I should probably introduce the members of our Pat panel
tonight. I don't
know
what game we're playing. I got in late on that.
We've got T-Bone Capone.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
How you doing, T-Bone Capone?
Doing good, doing good.
T-Bone Capone, a.k.a. Tyler Mullins, a.k.a. T-Cent, a.k.a. T-Money, a.k.a. T-P. Across the way, we've got Dr. Mo himself, Kenny Mo. How are you?
Kenny Mo, faux show.
It's Kenny Mo, faux show.
Yeah,
faux show. Faux show.
Faux to the
show show. We've also got...
Hello, my name is Dr. Kenny Sheltonoff.
That's it.
Moving on.
Shatner. T-Bone Capone. We've also got Beans Snugglesworth Mahan here. You might hear him in the background crying. He's wanting to go upstairs, but that's not going to be happening anytime soon.
Suck it, Beans.
No, he can't, because he is a Bichon.
Quit your bitching, Beans.
Bitching Beans. One-hit wonders. There's a lot of them, right?
The O'Neaters.
Are we really doing this now?
I'd like to talk about some one-hit wonders.
All right.
I had a great one come up in at work the other day. Something came up about sunglasses, and one of our TDs, she always, like, if there's a line in the show, if it has some musical reference, she'll just start singing, like...
I wear my sunglasses.
Right, and that's what she did, and none of us, we all tried to figure it out who sang it before...
Should have texted me.
I know, but we wanted to try to think about it. Well, or we could have just used the internet.
Fuck you, Patrick. You know, you're probably the problem here. You know, back in the day, you used to just sit in a room in silence trying to think of whatever the fuck you were trying to think of, whether it be an artist or a movie title or the name of a dog. But, like, now people are too quick to look things up. We're ruining the fun.
But that's what we did. We didn't.
Yeah,
we,
I know.
We tried to think about it.
No, Patrick over here wants to steamroll that process.
Sorry.
But after
I'm just
about,
trying to help. Adrenaline help.
But after about 10 minutes, we all kind of like, and there does become that point where, well, we were also working on a show, so we were trying to do that as well. But, you know, we finally looked it up and found out that it was none other than...
Corey Hart?
That's right, Corey Hart. And then it actually came on the radio.
Hart Foundation.
Yes, yes. He's the lost member of the Hart Foundation.
Hearts for Tarts.
Yeah.
Hearts for Tarts. It actually came on the radio the other day.
Well.
Yeah, when I was going to the store.
The one I heard yesterday on the radio coming home, one of your personal favorites of all time. Are You Jimmy Ray?
Oh.
By
Jimmy Ray?
Correct. It's a song about himself.
Mm.
Asking.
I don't know if that's really my personal favorite, but I know.
Your personal favorite's Rico Suave.
That's true. But I do know who absolutely, I mean, he will cry every time he hears it, and that's Mr. Los.
Carlos.
Oh
yeah, he loves Jimmy Ray.
He loves Jimmy Ray. He always wants to know where he is.
Nelson too.
And what he's doing.
Yep.
Yeah, Nelson does too. But I mean, Nelson. I think Carlos might. Yeah. close, Mankata, but you're really close. But Mr. Varas, loves some Jimmy Ray.
Yeah. So, what Dr. Kenny, what's your favorite one-hit wonder of all time?
Oh,
name one, name two, name three, name four. Doesn't matter.
Ever? Boy, that's tough.
Macarena?
No.
Hey, Macarena.
Aye!
It's not the Macarena.
I don't know. It's probably either I Believe in a Thing Called Love or I don't know. Like, I don't know. Because it's hard. You know, there's some bands that even though they're a one-hit wonder.
Yes.
You fall in love with the rest of the band song. So even though they didn't have another hit, you still like really like the band. Like Darkness is a good example of that.
The whole new Radicals album is actually pretty good.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, so they're a one-hit wonder to, like, majority of people. But
exactly.
They're not.
So I feel like when I'm picking my one-hit wonder, it should be a band that, like, I don't like any of those stuff. Like, that's the only song I know.
True.
But pick that's kind of hard each. To it's kind of hard to do.
Pick one of each.
Well, I get
it. Is it Frida?
That.
I know there's something going on.
I do like that song. I put that on one of my playlists.
I saw that music video not too long ago.
I don't know. I mean, there's a few. Like... Yeah,
big country.
I was about to say in a big country because I don't listen to any of their other stuff. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much the only song. Either. But I fucking love that song.
Yeah, it's good.
But there's other bands that are one hit wonders that I'm a fan of the band anyway, like Edie Brickell.
Yeah.
What I Am.
What I Am.
That's a great song, but I love all of Edie Brickell's stuff.
Midnight Oil, Beds Are Burning.
That Farrah Fawcett movie.
Tyler.
Lou Bega.
Mambo Number 5.
Little bit of maca in
do you think?
Life.
Do you think all the girls whose names weren't mentioned in that song?
Oh my god, this again?
Wait, what?
That's why I said that. See if you'd catch it. Just kidding.
I listen to our product.
Yeah, I've already talked about this song.
I've never listened to it.
Tyler's favorite one-hit wonder, by the way, is How Bizarre.
I thought it was Eiffel 65.
No.
I was going to say that after Lou Bega.
That was probably... That's his example of he liked the whole album. Eiffel 65.
There's not a bad song on it.
It's got Europop. Eiffel 65.
Oh, yeah.
Blue. You said Cisco. OMC, How Bizarre? That's a good one. That's a super guilty pleasure for me. I love How Bizarre. If I hear that come on the radio, I'm cranking it.
I think one-hit wonders are kind of dying a little bit.
They are. They absolutely are. In the age of the internet, you don't have to wonder anymore.
Well, that, and I think the music industry has gotten to a point where it's gotten a little harder for, like, you know, the
random
little guy
people
to
come
to
up,
make
yeah.
it to the top
no,
of the chart.
No, it absolutely is. Before, any old record could just show up and, you know, be on there.
Yeah, right now it's like the same 15 or so artists kind of a stranglehold on the top 10. Yeah. So it's hard for anybody to kind of break into. You know, every now and then you're always going to have like a sigh.
Yeah.
Or something. But
yeah. A white town.
Yeah. But they were like, you know, you go way back to like maybe like the 60s and the 70s and it was like every song was a one-hit wonder because it was like the songs stood on their own. The songs are bigger than the artist almost.
Yeah.
And the now O-netters. It's the opposite.
Yeah.
The opposite.
The O-netters.
O-netters.
The O-netters.
Because, I mean, you could name like any song that's played on like oldies radio, and there's a good chance that that band never had another hit.
Yeah.
U2. U2, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're definitely a one-hit wonder.
Yeah. Wonder what happened.
What the fuck you're talking about?
Party Girl?
Yeah, Party Girl. What about Dexter Freebish?
Oh, man. That is a song.
That's Hulk a song. Like,
tickling Patrick's fancy.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that one came on not too long ago, and I had to ask, you were in the car with me. I was like, fuck, who is this? And you knew.
Dexter Freebish. Yeah. That's one of those really random... That's also one of those ones, Dr. Kenny, that... is a borderline on when it came out. A lot of people think it's 90s. It came out in 2000.
Yeah.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Stroke 9 is another one that has that
Stroke
little,
9.
Little black backpack. Now, that's an example of one that I feel like that song is the only one that really made it, but I liked a lot of the other songs on that album.
Man, I remember that video on MTV.
Yeah.
I was like, what is Stroke 9?
Yeah. I don't know if Eve 6 would be considered because that, you know, Inside Out, but then they had a couple other hits.
Yeah, they did. I would not consider them.
Okay. Would you consider Obviously.
Nine?
Yeah, stroke nine.
Yes.
Okay.
100%.
Cool.
Groove is in the heart. Delight.
That was also like a part of a lawsuit, right?
Was it?
Like that was a ripoff?
Maybe. What of what?
Oh, it's something that you've never heard of, but, yeah. You know, it was...
Gosh, I didn't know that.
I think that was a plagiarism.
What, the line? Like the bass line or something?
I'm not sure exactly what it was, but...
I mean, another kind of obvious one that I always loved was Ice Ice Baby, too. That's one of those ones that, like... because that came out when I was, like, 11, 12 years old.
Ninja Rap, come on.
Oh, that's right, I'm sorry. That was his second hit.
I don't even know if Ninja Rap was a hit.
Right, but... I even remember going to see, you know, Secret of the Ooze in theaters, and like that song was stuck in my head for days.
Ninja Rap?
Yeah. Oh, and I wish I could. I had the tape or the cassette mm-hmm. of that album, of that soundtrack.
Yeah.
Can't find it anywhere.
What about Semisonic? Closing Time.
Yeah. Closing Time.
I've got one from Tyler. I've got another one from Tyler. I'm surprised
sure
he didn't.
Not Third Eye Blind?
I'm pretty positive. Tyler. I don't count them. They had one too many hits.
Yeah. They're like a 100 hit wonder.
But there's another one, Tyler, I'm surprised you didn't bring up. Deep Blue Something. Breakfast at Tiffany's.
No, they're on the rise.
They are on the rise.
They're coming back.
And they won't be a one hit wonder for very long.
Yeah.
That's right. They'll be a two hit tutor.
For those listening, they just put on an EP, and it's actually not that bad.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Pretty good.
I was pretty shocked.
Totally true to form.
Yep.
It's the same music.
Very strange.
Barry Manilow? One Hit Wonder?
What? Just
throwing out a random...
What is going on with this discussion?
I don't know.
J.C. Chazé.
Yeah, that's true. Some Girls Dance With Women, yeah. From the album called...
Nope.
Nobody.
No.
Just schizophrenic.
Schizophrenic. Yeah. Was it spelled weird? Or is it spelled...
What about Willa Ford and I Want to Be Bad?
See, now that... Yes. That is a one-hit wonder. Yes.
Willa Ford. I want to be bad.
Enrique.
Wait a minute.
No,
How do you spell Chazé?
No, no. He only had one song anybody cared about, and it's called Heroi.
Heroi, yeah.
I can be your hero, baby.
Nope.
No?
The Spanish version. Heroi.
Can be your hero, wee baby.
That's it. That's it.
That's the song.
How do you spell Chazé?
Chazé.
Well, last year he was selected to join the North American tour of Jesus Christ Superstar as Pontius Pilate.
That's right. And
congratulations, JC.
Well, that tour got canceled before it even happened. Brandon Boyd was also in it from Incubus. And Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child. They did have one performance.
Sorry,
on Good Morning America.
I didn't finish the paragraph.
Oh, I just had a thought, though, about a one-hit wonder.
Hot Child in the City.
Name that artist, Kevin.
Vin Diesel.
Nick Gilder.
Hot Butter.
Oh. Yeah.
Popcorn?
That vinyl was pretty cool because it came out with a perforated popcorn box.
Mmm. Yeah.
Gary Harrison has the vinyl.
Does he?
Yeah.
We play that on the 77 quite a bit.
Do you?
It comes up a lot. I see it come up a lot.
I mean, there's a ton. Because, I mean, you could just start naming... And I got a DeVita. Baby Got Back. And...
That makes me move on to my next topic.
Good.
Two-hit wonders.
Yeah, they're pretty rare.
They're pretty rare, but they do exist.
See, I used to think Fastball was that, but they're the three-hit wonder.
They're a three-hit wonder. Which then it becomes pretty much a one-album wonder, even though they had other albums.
Because three successful singles is a pretty good album.
Yep, absolutely. Two-hit wonder, Tone Loc.
Okay.
Wild Thing and Funky Cold Medina.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Old Tone Loc, star of Surf Ninja.
No, I thought you were going to say Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
And Ace Ventura. Well, that wraps up this podcast.
What?
No.